From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The appointment of a new communications director at the White House Friday led to the sudden resignation of its high-profile press secretary. Anthony Scaramucci, an entrepreneur and former hedge fund manager, was offered the communications job by President Donald Trump. That led to Sean Spicer, the press secretary and acting communications director, to immediately hand his resignation, which he said will become effective next month. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the most frequently viewed face at the briefing room lectern in recent weeks, was immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor. As press secretary, Spicer had also been acting as communications director before and after the relatively obscure Mike Dubke held the job for about 2 months. U.S. President Donald Trump's legal advisors are looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. That's according to multiple sources and news reports. The New York Times Friday edition reports that Trump aides are conducting wide-ranging checks into the professional and political ties of the investigators in preparation for what is described as a looming showdown between the president and Mueller. The Trump team is reported to be scrutinizing everything. The White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said Mr. Trump is ready for the Russian probe to end. In recent weeks, the president has expressed anger about the probe, about being informed about the legal questions that he and his family could, in fact, face. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is in talks with President Trump's eldest son and his former campaign chairman about holding a private interview with the 2 week in his investigation of Russia's alleged interference in the U.S. election. The committee said Friday that Donald Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort are negotiating with the committee about being interviewed and are discussing the possibility of turning over documents. A statement from the committee said it would not subpoena the two men to force them to publicly testify next week, but reserve the right to do so in the future. The Washington Post is reporting that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season, contrary to what Sessions has said. The Post quoted current and former U.S. officials in its story, which said U.S. intelligence agents intercepted communications from Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to his superiors about the meetings. Sessions said in his February confirmation hearing before the Senate that he did not recall having any contact with Russian officials while acting as a Trump foreign policy advisor last year. In March, news reports revealed that Sessions had met at least twice with Kislyak, once in April 2016, before Mr. Trump, then a Republican presidential candidate, gave a foreign policy speech, and again in July on the sidelines of the Republican National Convention. A U.S. counterinsurgency airstrike has mistakenly killed at least 15 Afghan security forces, confirmed an Afghan Defense Ministry. The friendly fire incident happened Friday in a district of Helmand province where fighting has been raging after Taliban insurgents staged a major assault on government outposts a day earlier. Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman says a security outpost was hit by missiles fired by a U.S. drone. He told local Tolo television channel Saturday that the strike killed at least 15. An al-Qaeda suspect accused of supporting terrorists made his initial appearance in a U.S. federal court in Philadelphia Friday following his extradition from Spain. Ali Sharaf Dimash was indicated and, I should say, indicted in 2011 in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania on charges that he aided terrorism, including a plan to kill the Swedish artist who depicted the Prophet Muhammad as a dog. Authorities believe that he conspired with an American woman, Colleen LaRose, who was known as Jihad Jane, to recruit people to carry out terror attacks in U.S. and Asia. LaRose is currently serving a 10-year sentence for plotting the attacks, including the plan to kill the cartoonist, which never materialized. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.